Well, that's okay. And you're now you were talking before. You've been talking about your boys, and you're talking about them. They're your sons. Now, Molly and these others, they're
daughters,
and they're not boys, but
girls.
All right. And when a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Yeah, were there any other expressions that?
I don't know. Pregnant is probably way back at it. I'd say a woman who's big and have a baby.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Were there any expressions maybe that that men would use and that they wouldn't say around women?
Well, I didn't think so.
I mean, like you'd say, you might say that you'd say, you know, that talking to a man about his wife, you'd say, well, you know, she's pregnant, but somebody else might be talking about her and kind of jokingly say she's... Okay, yeah, that's right. And now, years ago, do you remember, maybe there might still be some, women in the neighborhood who'd assist in the birth of a child?
Sure.
What are they called?
Well, the midwife. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of my kids was brought into the world by a midwife. $5. That baby cost $5.
Is that right? That was a real bargain.
Right here in an old log cabin, just stood right here.
Where was the cabin, right?
Right where this house.
Right where this house is. And what was this woman's name? Do you remember?
Betty Pope.
Now you might.
She lived in Shingletown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did you have to go over and get her with the? Did she come before the baby was born, or?
Well, when she was needed.
Well, of course she came before the baby was born, but I mean, when your wife was in labor, that then you called her over. Did you call her? How did you get her over here?
I don't remember whether I went after her, whether she walked. That's been a long time ago. I just don't remember.
How far? Now you showed me
that's
where
3 or 4 miles.
Shingletown is. That's pretty good walk there. I just wondered if they was she a younger woman that.
She's middle aged. But I don't know. She had the authority to do this kind of work.
I just wondered if they ever called a woman like that anything other than a midwife.
Not that I know. I can't think of anything.
What I was thinking of was a granny or granny woman or.
Never heard.
And if a boy has he has an appearance looks very much like his father, we might say the boy.
Well, it's the image of his father. It looks like his father.
Yeah. Now, how about if he behaves a lot like his father?
Well, he's a lot like his father. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering about if you ever use anything like, you say he's the image of his father. It's one of something like takes after his father or...
Yeah, it takes like that.
And if there's a woman in the neighborhood who you say her husband died and says she really had a hard life, all by herself, 5 kids, she
had to bring them up, raise them.
All right. And when your children were bad, how did you punish them?
I whipped them.
All right. Was that pretty severe? I mean, what's...
I guess too severe. I was pretty tough old.
Come on, I can't. What did you whip them with?
Well, if they're real small, I'd just paddle them. If they got larger, I'd take a limp to them.
Was there anything ever worse than a whipping? Or I mean, was that maybe that's as severe as you use? But was there?
Just nothing worse.
I was thinking about in a fight. You know, you might say that he really got a. If two men were fighting and the one just really.
really got a licking.
Would you ever use licking for giving your kids a licking?
Yeah.
That'd be the same thing as a
whipping.
As a whipping. I was thinking, how about frailing?
Yeah, frailing.
Did you ever say that? Did you ever tell your kids that?
No, I don't think it. I ever said I'll give you a frailing.
Now, was a frailing worse than a whipping or a licking?
No, it was about the
same. Because they used to, I mean, frailing is something that they used to do to...
beat out the grain.
Yeah. And so they...
Yeah. You'd use a club for frailing.
If you hadn't seen a child for a long time, and then you say one of your great-grandchildren, you say, my, how you...
grown up.
And a child who's born out of wedlock...
Oh, he's a bastard.
Yeah. Now, do you remember...
The wood's cold.
Yeah, that's... I was saying, are there any other terms like wood's cold that you can think of?
I don't think so.